Karen Webster for payments.com, and I'm here today with Jan Stepp, the president and CEO of Nacha. Jan, thanks for joining me today.
Hi, Karen. It's good to be with you.
So we're on installment number 4 of our podcast series about same day ACH. We explore the number of different dimensions. We've talked about what it really means, some of the use cases. We've talked about the implications to corporate treasurers. And now it'll be fun to dig into the overlap, complements, and implications to some of the other initiatives that we hear and read a lot about, namely faster payments, real time, and blockchain. So let's start again with just level setting the basics, same day ACH. We're literally days away, so give us the refresh on what will happen on September 23rd.
Sure, Karen. In a nutshell, same-day ACH really creates a new option for faster payments for all the banks and credit unions across the United States. They will have 2 new same-day settlement windows added to the network, increasing the actual movement of funds between all those financial institutions from once a day to 3 times a day. And as you said, beginning on September 23rd, ACH transactions for things like direct deposits will be eligible for same-day processing. And then next year, same-day debits will be added. So we're right close to those credits flowing 3 times every 24 hours.
No, it's exciting. And as we've talked about it, it's an incredible milestone that I think few really appreciate the significance of, because the ubiquity required to make this work is not easy to get, and you've accomplished an amazing feat for the industry, and as we've discussed, a lot of interesting use cases to follow. So one of the things that we've talked about many times is the relationship between same-day ACH and what we hear kind of clumped under the umbrella of faster payments. So whether that's real time or instant, there are a lot of words describe payments moving more quickly. And I'd like to get your perspective on where same-day ACH fits into that construct.
Yeah, I think your description, Karen, of faster payments being the umbrella is a very good way to picture how these different payment initiatives fit within that. So if faster payments is kind of over the top, same-day ACH or real-time payments are options underneath that, both moving, obviously, payments faster than they are today. And for several years, I think we've described real-time payments and same-day ACH as distinct but complementary. And we do that because each one really has distinct functionality, distinct use cases. Same-day ACH, as I said a few minutes ago, has, you know, the addition of 2 settlement windows, so we're moving money officially between all bank accounts in the United States 3 times every day. Same-day ACH also supports debits as well as credits, and that's kind of a distinction where real-time payments traditionally in other countries have been only credits. I really think, in summary, it's not a or, but an and. When you think of same-day ACH and real-time payments, both will serve distinct end user needs. And collectively, when you think about that, again, banks and credit unions all across the United States will have an opportunity to look at how they want to serve their customers and take advantage of these new things coming. And obviously, with same-day ACH, you know, within days away, that's right on the forefront.
So you've used the word distinct several times to talk about the differences, and I think the point that you make is it's not an or but an and. Maybe you can elaborate a little bit on the distinct differences between same-day ACH and real-time payments.
Mm-hmm. I think, Karen, one way to do that is to think about how other countries have already implemented real-time payments. And in most other countries where there are real-time payments today, they support only credits, or what are sometimes referred to as push payments. Alternatively, same-day ACH is designed to support all ACH payments, both credit, Bush transactions or ACH debit payments, which are pulling money from an account after authorization. So both of those types of faster payments provide choices to consumers and businesses. And faster debits, which is interesting to think about, is also a bit of a risk mitigant for the ACH network because billers, for instance, that use a lot of ACH debit for recurring payments, like for your utility bill or other types of invoices, they can now be informed a day earlier if, in fact, there's a return for some type of reason. So it provides kind of a quality enhancement. ACH also passes a lot of information with the payment. So, again, that's a distinguishing feature. But another aspect to look at it, and I think this is kind of interesting, is to remember that the ACH network functions as a settlement mechanism as well as a payment in and of itself. So far, I've just been talking about, you know, the payments. But as a settlement mechanism, the ACH network is really moving funds officially between banks and then their customers. And in many cases, there is a messaging layer that supports real-time experience for end users. So, for instance, in the UK, when they first developed their faster payment system, they had three settlement windows each day and a messaging layer on top of that. So, again, the settlement functionality of same-day ACH provides some interesting aspects. Merchant acquiring can get their funding faster, or prepaid cards could be loaded faster with official funds. But because the ACH network functions as kind of a backbone for the payment mechanisms, it really provides enhanced functionality for a lot of other payment processes across the United States.
That's an interesting point, and I think we focus so much on the movement of money. We don't really think about the other innovations that the settlement capability provides. We've also talked a lot about how banks are thinking about the ACH and innovations in their product portfolios. What are you hearing from innovators? What are they thinking about as they contemplate the new capabilities that the ACH will deliver to them?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's important to remember first that same-day ACH is really just built on top of existing next-day ACH capability. So it establishes that new option with the two settlement windows we talked about earlier. But I point that out because the network is already very versatile and enables a huge variety of payments already today, be those consumer payments or business payments with a lot of information with it. So same-day ACH really just provides additional functionality right on top of the network, which makes it quite easy for innovators, be they independent companies or financial institutions, to create new and faster payment offerings and services on top of that. And it's really by design that we say, you know, that the ACH network itself is kind of skinny in its architecture. There's just enough there for the common rules and functionality to have folks build innovative services on top of ACH. So when you think about that, innovators can use speed as an option, and then they can focus on that service layer above ACH to drive new value. And that's really what we're seeing today with the infusion of mobile devices or different ways of supporting customers online, be they consumers or businesses.
Yeah, I think it'll be interesting to see how the landscape evolves as innovators who've already started thinking about this for sure, and I've heard many of them talk about their plans and their offerings. It'll be interesting to see how it all comes to market. Let's talk about something else that gets a lot of attention, and even recently we read that Visa Europe specifically is experimenting with blockchain, and everyone, it seems, is fascinated with distributed ledger technologies. How do you think about that under this construct of faster payments and specifically same-day ACH? Where does it fit?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's a distinct offering, but with some touch points as you think about the application. So a lot of organizations are thinking about how to use distributed ledger technology to really simplify some complex financial transactions and take steps out of that. So use cases are developing around things like smart contracts, cross-border payments, securities transactions, and certainly some are starting to implement or pilot those applications. So I think as we think about architecture around this technology, it's used kind of as a protocol layer on which these applications can be built. But they're not standalone. They have to connect to other processes. And, you know, at this time, we also have to remember that distributed ledger blockchain aren't widely used across the globe. So most of those applications will require some integration with other systems, back office systems, or payment systems such as ACH. And interoperability with other systems will be key, at least for the near term, until it potentially is more widely used. So the touch points for same-day ACH can be thinking about the ACH network potentially as on and off ramp for applications that may require, reach to any party across the United States, right? So if an application is using blockchain or distributed ledger, but the actual funding has to go to any party, not just those that are part of that ecosystem, you can take advantage of the ACH network that connects to all financial institutions. Or thinking of another touch point, one of Notch's core competencies is really helping diverse parties come together for payment-related standards and rules. So as these new technologies evolve, we can also play an additional role to help the industry where maybe a thin set of rules can help to drive efficiencies by better defining roles or responsibilities or processes as these new technologies evolve. It'll be interesting to watch this space.
I agree, and I think the interoperability, it will be key for a lot longer than the near term. There's a lot of experimentation, a lot of learning, but I think at this point there's also a lot of very well-developed infrastructure that is improving, as you've demonstrated with same-day ACH and the new settlement capabilities that provide a lot of robust capabilities that innovators and banks can leverage today to really create new innovative use cases for how people think about moving money between people and businesses and governments. Well, again, it's been great to catch up with you again today and get your perspective on how all of these different initiatives build together and really create the factor payments umbrella that we know of today and the role of saying the ACH plays, as you put it, in the on and off ramp for all of these things to exist. Thanks again.
Thank you, Karen.